Hi, you guys. My name is Cassidy Perry, and this is a faith-based podcast. And today we're going to be talking about procrastination. So, procrastination for me is something that I've struggled with really deeply this year, this school year. And it didn't really get too intense for me until this school year. But since it's been a constant struggle, I've been trying to find ways to break this bad habit. And that's been through finding a biblical view on procrastination, so me talking to mentors and friends about it and just listening to like podcasts and watching YouTube videos and trying to get like a sense of how procrastination like what the Bible views procrastination as. And so sort of what I've learned is that procrastination isn't explicitly like talked about in the Bible, but words that are used that describe procrastination is like sluggard, laziness, things like that. And the meaning of those words are a lack of like effort or concern. And it kind of comes down to that in this lifetime, God gives us such like blessings. And when we procrastinate, we're being bad stewards of the blessings that God's given us, and we're misusing our time wisely. And so, or mis not using our time wisely. And so, for us to not be stewards of the things that we've been given is just such a poor use of our time, because our time isn't our own in the sense that we're not entitled to tomorrow. And we kind of procrastination is a way of seeing procrastination is a way of being thinking that, oh, I'm entitled to another day and with another opportunity to get this done. And that can just be pretty harmful. Procrastination is selfish because we think that our time is our own and we can do with it what we want. And it's prideful because we assume that whatever we don't get done today, we can just do tomorrow. And so some verses that sort of go good with this are in Proverbs. Proverbs talks a lot about sluggishness and laziness, but Proverbs 27:1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." And so that's just sort of talking about us thinking we're entitled to tomorrow or tomorrow with like opportunities. And really, that's not the case because we make our plans, but the Lord orders our footsteps. And then also Proverbs 13:4 says, "A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied." And that's another thing is like, I'm not sure about you guys, but like when I procrastinate, I'm always have the intention of doing something. And so I'm thinking like, okay, I have this assignment to do. It's due tomorrow, yada, yada, yada. And then hours on end, I'm like, okay, I know I have to do this, but I'm gonna do this first. I'm gonna clean my room and I'm gonna like dust the baseboards or whatever it is, stuff that isn't really that all necessary, instead of doing the thing that's actually most important. And it's sort of like, in a sense, my appetite is to get my assignment done, but I don't do it, and I'm always it's harder to get done, and that time that I spend is just like stressed out. Whereas if I had just done it and not been almost lazy in a sense, then I wouldn't have had the stress or the I just wouldn't have spent other time doing sort of pointless things. And then also James 4:7 says, or 4:17 says, "If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them." So with procrastination, it's like we know what tasks we need to complete, and we choose not to do it and to spend our time with other things. In that way, like what I had talked about earlier, that's sinful behavior because we know that's something we have to do, but we choose consciously like not to do it. And I think that goes into other things. Like for me, when I'm being convicted about something that I know is not being good for me, like is not bettering myself and it's not bringing glory to God or uplifting others, and I'm like, oh, but it's not like a sin in the Bible. It doesn't talk about not to do it. But I'm like strongly being convicted. I'm like, oh, I know that this is not good for me or good for other people, that verse definitely speaks to that, where it's like, I know the good I need to do, but when I don't do it, choose consciously not to do it, it's sin for that. So anyways, I just want to encourage you to be faithful stewards of the blessings that God has put in your life, and that when we do that, it just everything, sort of like how it said in Proverbs 13, that when we're diligent with what we do, we become satisfied with it, and we're not constantly craving. Like, the sluggard's always craving, but the diligent is always giving. And so I just wanted to encourage that, and just say that, yeah, I hope that you could take something out of that, and I'll pray us out. So Jesus, I just thank you for this opportunity to be in this room and to be sharing about your word and about your convictions in my life. And I hope that this reaches someone today, that this encourages someone. And I just pray that people would be able to go out and bless others and encourage others through this. God, just thank you. And in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. I hope that you got something out of this, could learn something. And I hope that procrastination's a little easier to stop doing with that encouragement, seeing that in a different at light, being faithful stewards of the blessings we have. And yeah, thank you.